Student's Book, pages 98 and 99. The Time Travellers. 2. Read and listen to the story to check your answers.
Rescuing the Seal Pups. The three friends took the spades and walked towards the sea. As they came closer to the beach, they could see six seal pups on an ice floe.
Did you know that they're called white coats?
Asked Phoebe.
They don't go into the water for 4 or 5 weeks. First, their mothers feed them. But then they go hungry for some time. Their fur changes colour, and after that, they can go into the water to hunt.
Did you read all that in a book?
Asked Patrick.
No,
she replied.
I saw it in a documentary about Canadian seals. And did you know that nobody is allowed to hunt them in Canada? They're protected.
Okay, know-it-all, but we're not going to hunt them. So let's get closer and then we can see them,
suggested Alex.
Closer? You're mad,
said Patrick.
You may want to get your feet wet, but I certainly don't.
We shouldn't get closer anyway,
said Phoebe.
We might scare them.
Suddenly, they heard the noise of a skidoo. It stopped at the edge of the beach. And two men got off. They were carrying sticks and had big knives in their belts.
They're going to kill the seal pups for their fur,
said Patrick.
Sorry, Phoebe, but we have to jump on the ice right now to save those pups.
The children jumped onto the ice and the two boys used their spades to push the ice floe out into the sea. The two men tried to jump onto the ice floe, but it was already too far away from the beach, so they fell into the water. They shouted angrily at the children, then went back to their skidoo and drove away.
How are we going to get back to the land?
Alex asked.
Well, we can't swim,
said Phoebe.
Because the water is too cold.
Half an hour later, they heard a helicopter, so they started to wave. The pilot saw them and lowered a man on a rope to rescue them. When they were safely in the helicopter, the pilot said,
What were you doing? That was very dangerous. You were lucky that we were out looking for two men and came this way.
We saw two men,
exclaimed Alex. They described the men, and the pilot radioed the police. A little later, the helicopter landed at a police station.
We think that we found those two men,
one of the police officers said.
But can you identify them for us, please?
He showed them some photos, and the boys pointed to the two men.
That's them,
said Phoebe. They left the police station and walked down to the beach to find more seals. There weren't any seals on the beach, but there was a big ice floe with a hole in it. Around the hole was a glowing yellow light.
Oh no! That water's freezing,
said Patrick. But the children jumped into the hole. They were gone in a flash.